Welcome to the Spin Axis Podcast. I'm Eric Barzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
I'm Tyson Deskins.
Jason came up with the title for this episode, which is Swing Within Your Body. I don't know if we're having extraterrestrial.
Having some mushrooms.
What's the word where you're out of body experiences? We're not talking about that, right?
No, we're not talking about that.
Extra corporeal? Is that what it is? Extra corporeal?
That sounds good.
I'm not
gonna Google it, so go.
We're not doing that though. We're swinging within our body. Yeah, what does that mean?
Within our body. Okay. This one's obviously a little bit near and dear to my heart, for someone with a fair amount of injuries. Tyson, I know you struggle with your back as well.
Yeah.
Swinging within what your body can handle. I teach probably more older golfers than you guys do. I mean, you guys are got lots and lots of juniors. I think I only got maybe 10 juniors or so here. Not that I don't like kids. Got two of my own, but it's just my clientele.
That was right. Enough. That's enough for Jason. He's that's like,
yeah, got the snip. We're done. So as you age, or if you get injured, you're going to have some issues swinging, let's say, in quotations, a traditional golf swing. Now, what is a traditional golf swing? No, there really isn't one. But if we're looking to, can you make a 40, 45 degree hip turn? Can you make a 90, 90, 100, 110 shoulder turn? And if you can't, right? Or you can't externally rotate your trail shoulder because you got torn labrum, messed up, you know, clavicle or whatever it is. How come you can't swing a club, right?
Yeah, I have a golfer that can't lift his arms more than about 30 degrees up off his chest. Like that's it. That's all he's got. He can't lift his arms above his shoulders or even close to his shoulders, for example.
Yeah. So for a lot of golfers and maybe, you know, you're listening to this and you're like, well, I don't really have any injuries. It doesn't mean that you don't have limitation. And this should be something that you should probably check and always, you know, as you age, you want to stay ahead of it because it's not going to get better as you get older and you sort of lay it off to the side. So for me, the newest one that I've been really, you know, keying into is internal hip rotation for a lot of golfers. A lot of us lack it.
For sure.
Big time. It's a pandemic of older golfers that sit too much. We're on our phones or we're just sitting in general and we stop being able to internally rotate into our hips, which you need a ton of in the golf swing. For people that, stand up, early extend, can't post in your lead leg. It's coming from those trail and your lead hip, right? It's not just one leg. So again, how do we find ways for golfers to sort through that? So that's what basically we're going to dive into a little bit today. Tyson, if you got some back related stuff in there, feel free to fire in there.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things when I sort of think about, you know, swinging within your body, I think if I could sort of build a golfer from scratch, right? Sort of how would I want to help that golfer learn how to move, right? And I think so often I see we're making a pivot with our body in the backswing, right? Our body is turning, extending, it's doing a bunch of different things. We're also then swinging our arms around our body to some degree as we swing a golf club. And so when I look at a golfer, you know, I see a lot of golfers who actually will swing their arms in the club around their body pretty well, but they make a really poor pivot with the body. Or I'll see a really good pivot with the body and then really poor arm structure as that player is swinging the club around him. And so I'm always like, well, if I could just build a golfer from scratch, I probably want to teach him how to make a proper pivot first. How can I get them to use their body properly? Because I think that'll then help me structure their arms in a pretty easy way. And, you know, to your point, I fractured 3 lumbar vertebrae when I was young and have always had really low back issues, tight hips. But one of the things that I always say is like, I see very few golfers that can actually make a decent pivot and be close to our 90 and 40, 90, 45. They just don't know how, right? Or their arm structure as they're swinging the club around them ruins that pivot for them. And I also see a lot of times golfers are trying not to do that on purpose, right? They're trying to do as little with their body as they possibly can because they think they can control the outcome a little bit better.
Yeah. A lot of golfers come in and say, oh, I have a limitation here, or I just can't turn anymore, or all kinds of things, or I just can't do this, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And then you show them how to do it, and suddenly they're amazed that they can turn 110 degrees.
Yeah. Yep.
And sometimes it's just a barrier of either a concept that they don't have right, or they just don't know how to do it because they're still trying to hit a golf ball, but they're trying to hit a golf ball the way they know how to.
Yeah.
And so they will subconsciously limit some things because, oh, if I don't do this, then I have a chance of hitting the ball because I've limited some movement.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, like I've told my daughter and I've told some of my players sometimes, because you'll see players like try to limit things. Limiting things feels like this is how I'll hit the ball straighter. So when you don't have your swing that day, right? Maybe you have your B game at best that day. Your swing just, you woke up, you feel weird, right? Whatever. For whatever reason, your swing feels off that day and you got to play a tournament round or a round that counts for something or whatever. You're better off kind of faking it till you make it and swinging confidently and trying to do the best B swing that you have that day than trying to like steer the ball around the golf course and trying to limit things. A lot of times when we allow our bodies to move the ways that they can and not artificially limit some things, we actually play and move better, right? Our bodies are kind of good at, not within necessarily golf as a whole, but they're kind of good at generating some speed and doing some movements that help us. Like, we generally know how to do something. That doesn't mean we all know how to throw a ball. I've seen some horrible people
for throwing
balls. We've seen athletes from other sports throw out the first pitch at baseball games, and it's horrible. Yes. Like, it's god-awful. So, like, there's not a lot of natural movements. But within the context of a golf swing, we can often do some smaller movements better than we think we can. And shutting those off sometimes leads to bigger problems than actually embracing that. But there are also some people out there with actual limitations.
For sure.
People are sitting in their desks more. People are doing less things. I encourage people, for example, especially as we age, it was one of those Instagram posts that you kind of scroll past, but you maybe flip through a few pages of it first. And it said, one of the biggest things that you should watch out for as you age is when you stop doing certain things. Oh, I used to be able to do that. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I used to be able to, even if it's just, I used to be able to reach up to this high shelf and get this thing down. I used to be able to stand up while putting my socks on, right? Just lift a leg up. Reach down. I put my socks over each foot one at a time. I used to be able to do that. Now I sit down on the bed to put my socks on. Maybe try to force yourself to keep doing that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said.
I have a lot of my students that I encourage them to do what I call golf yoga when they're working on a thing. If I get them to turn a little bit more, I want them to turn just in their office 2 minutes at a time, 3, 4, 5 times a day, where they just turn really far and like feel the stretch and like keep pushing themselves in that direction. Fight against the dying of the light, right? Not literally death, but like fight against your limitations, okay, as you age. But that's still not, to throw it back to Jason here, that's still not an actual limitation. Jason, you can't fight against a bullet that, you know, fractured your leg and almost separated it from your body entirely, or did it?
No, it was still attached,
still attached a little bit, yeah, but you were holding it by your chest.
Yeah, it's broken in half, yeah.
So you can't fight against that. All you can do is fight to recover from that.
Correct.
And what are some of the steps that people that have an actual limitation, what are some of the things that they can do?
The first thing you want to do is find out what it is. It's almost like don't deny it.
Knowledge, right? Is power.
Yeah. So go find a good PT that's like, all right, what are you trying to do? How are you trying to move your body? Right. Go find that person and then get a plan and work on that. Just like anything. I mean, Eric was talking about with like your socks, but the big one for a lot of people, you know, hopefully this doesn't shock you, is that they just stop running.
Yeah.
Like if you think about it, it's like, when's the last time I sprinted? Like I sprint all the time because my kids are still young and I run after them and play football and stuff like that. But I saw a video of Dave Portnoy. I don't know if you guys know who that guy is, but he's sprinted and it was like, that looks like a mutant. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's like, well, when was the last time that he sprinted? Probably hadn't sprinted in 20 years. He's forgotten how to do it. Yeah. Right. And so like, you know, putting on your socks, go out, go for a run, go for a sprint. Now, obviously don't, if you haven't done it in 20 years, don't, you know, pull your hamstring or anything like that, but start slow, but get back into that because you need all that stuff. If you're going to golf until you're 80, you need to fight against father time. But going back into, do you have limitations? A lot of people, like I knew I was injured, but I didn't know it was that bad. And it was like, oh yeah, you literally can't load into that hip. Oh, okay, you can't lift your arms. You know what I mean? And there's, I mean, obviously TPI, most people I'm sure have heard about that. I love it. It's fantastic. They've got like this movements that you go through. It's just going to generally go like, okay, if you can't do that, you might not be able to do this in the golf swing. It doesn't mean that you won't be able to do it. It just means you might struggle with it. Right? You might be able to go through it. I remember when the first time I did the TPI screening, my PT at the time Matt, I'm really interested to look at your golf swing because this is all reds. Like, you shouldn't be able to swing a club. And he's like, well, it's actually, it's pretty darn good, you know, like, and, but you've learned how to like get through the motions, but yeah, you're going to have some tendencies in there. And so you got to know.
Yeah, you recruit some power, like your own golf swing, you recruit some power and some speed, and maybe you overbend your right elbow because you can't load into your right glute as well as someone that didn't have a bullet go through their leg or whatever, right? You make some other compensations.
Yep.
And that's fine. We, hopefully your golf instructor that you're working with is not a moron, and they can accommodate some of the things that you need to do differently. To the issue of like a screen, like if you know that you have a limitation or you think you do and you get a screen, go get data, go get measured, right? Getting measured not only in your golf swing is good, but go see how much of a deep squat you can do. Almost all the TPI videos that you see on YouTube, they conduct a bunch of tests. They have the people throwing medicine balls and doing some different things and are generating horsepower ratings, you know, in their system. And they're doing a whole test. Now, that's a whole day experience. I don't think any of us do a whole physical screen, like a very complete physical screen before we start working with a person in a 45 minute or a 1 hour lesson.
No,
because we'd go 2 hours overtime and yes, we still wouldn't be to the lesson part. We'd be doing that. But when we're working with people, even if they haven't said anything, we move them to the place at a slow speed. And if they start to make noises like or anything like that, or they can't seem to get there, or you feel some resistance when you move them around, then you can say, okay, let's test this specific thing.
Yeah.
Let's see how much you can lift your shoulders. Let's see how much you can internally rotate. Can you stand there and twist your knee inward or outward or whatever? You can do different tests in the lesson.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, people send in their swings. I ask them right away, do you have any injuries, right? Some people are like, oh yeah, I injured this, and I already got it in my brain. But some people just send in their swings and go like, oh, I got no injuries. And then I watch their swing and I'm like, can you give me this motion without a golf club? And they're like, oh, sure, yeah, I can. And then they can't do that motion. I'm like, okay, well, that is your golf swing, just bent over, right? And they're like, oh, no wonder I can't do X, Y, Z. Okay, well, right now, your main goal, of course, we want the golf swing to be better when you play good golf, but like you want this to not be in your golf swing. Well, you have to sort that out first, right? And it can work in tandem. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But until that gets better, that is going to be in your golf swing. Like that's one guy that sort of brought this up. He had both shoulders were frozen when we first started working together. And then now it's just his trail arm. And so he literally holds on to the club with just his index and his thumb. nothing else is holding the club, because if he did, he'd steepen the crap out of the club. And so I had to teach him how to just hold on to the club with two fingers. He's playing his best golf of his life right now. And it's like, yeah, as his shoulder comes back, well, we'll be able to grab onto the club, you know, quotations normally. But until then, he's still playing great golf. You just have to go, okay, because of this limitation, this is what's going to happen in your golf swing. We have to add these elements into there so you can play better golf. And it goes throughout the whole body. There's ways of making anyone's swing work. You just have to go, all right, this is your limitation. Because of that, this might happen. You just have to know this might be in there. Don't fret. Don't lose sleep over that. And then do these exercises to like get you onto the other side.
Yeah. And I say it all the time to people. I mean, I don't care how clean a golf swing is, how good a golf swing is. Like every golf swing is a series of compensations, right? I mean,
yep.
Some might be less than others, but you know, we're moving so many different body parts. The brain figures out a series of compensations to return the club where that player wants it to hit the type of golf shot they want. And so, you know, simply having a restriction somewhere in their body is not, you know, it's definitely not a reason that you can't play good golf, better golf than what you're currently doing. You need to know somebody who understands it. And I think the cool thing about, you know, like the TPI app, right? When you put that information in for a player, that app now is, it's all AI. It spits out a 15 minute, 30 minute, 90 minute program for the player that they now can see the video. They can watch, you know, the exercises. And, you know, now it's a real plan for somebody to not only get better in their golf swing, but also, hey, maybe I can free up that frozen shoulder, or maybe I can gain 10 more degrees of hip turn, right, through some of these exercises.
Yeah. And I think it's important that very few things that we do in the golf swing are to the end of a range of motion.
For sure.
A lot of what we're asking for in a golf swing is not, can you do this the most?
For sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So a lot of times, like if you can't plantar flex your ankle, right? A long time ago, I saw an early TPI video where they were like, oh, if you can't plantar flex your ankle, you're going to early extend. I was like, really? Like,
sure.
2% more likely?
Right.
20% more likely? Like, what's the real number there?
Right.
I don't know. Like, we're not trying to plantar flex our ankle to the maximum range of motion that, you know, an average human can be doing or a superhuman can do. Okay. We probably don't need to do that. We don't need to bend our right elbow as a righty to the maximum range of motion. We don't need to lift our arms as to the maximum range of motion. If we actually, you know, we do want to turn almost our chest as far as we can, or so long as we don't lose sight of the ball, we're good with turning back pretty far, so long though as we don't let our hips go. So like, you know, our pelvis turn back too much, right? Because then we can't get back and be open enough for whatever our swing is at impact. But there are very few things in the golf swing, I think, that are at the end of the range of motion. So just because you can't do something maximally, like external rotation of the trail shoulder.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. There are some people that can externally rotate, I think, you know, 20 degrees or something like that. I can go 10, 15. There are some people that can't go past zero. Like their arm doesn't go back there.
For sure.
They can make a pretty normal looking golf swing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They can't do some of the slightly more exotic golf swings out there, but they can make a pretty normal looking golf swing because we don't need 20 degrees of range of motion to make a pretty stock golf swing from external rotation of the trail shoulder. Just because you have a limitation doesn't mean it necessarily even applies. But if it does, if you have a limitation, A, your golf instructor can work with you. B, you can probably work on that limitation with a PT, with your golf instructor, by doing some simple exercises. You have to be disciplined enough to do them. You have to actually put in the work and the time, just the same as with anything in golf.
Yeah, it's the work in between the lessons.
Yep.
Yeah, like when you go to your PT, it's not the you know, 30-minute, 45-minute there that's going to make you better. And
no, you got to do the stuff for the whole week and 2 weeks or 3 weeks in between visiting. Did you do your exercises? No, that's what I do with those when I come here.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work.
I think just sort of to like sort of summarize my thoughts on this, it's like, I think there's always a way, right? If you've got something that's restricting you, and it maybe is hurting your current golf swing, it's hurting your current golf game, don't throw in the towel. There is a way that we can get you to move better, more efficiently for you with how you're moving. And there's also a way for us to actually get you to move better just without golf, not even in the golf swing, but in your life. You know, golf coaches, I think most of us anymore are smarter than we've ever been when it comes to this, because we've sort of been forced to learn this stuff. If we want to continue to help more and more people who walk through our doors, we can't teach the same swing to every player that walks in. I think all three of us sort of fit that mold. And in order to be able to do that, we have to understand how the body works and what are some of those compensations that we can do for players. So there's a way. Don't throw in the towel. Go find somebody who can help you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Jason, where can people find us?
You can find us all the time online at thespinaxis.com. All our old episodes are on there. And then you can find us on any social media platform at The Spin Axis.
We haven't said this in a while. Share this episode if you liked it. Share your favorite episode with your friends. Send some people our way. If you enjoy what we're doing, send us a comment.
For sure.
Okay, we all appreciate it. Let us know that you're out there. We have the numbers. You know, we keep growing nicely, steadily. Share it with some friends that you think would benefit from this information and discussions.
Thanks for listening.